新交对啦 Cindy， 你好，我是 Cindy， 欢迎来到笑一下一起 CR 节目，从台湾看见东南亚，从东南亚看见自己。这是一个主要分享东南亚跨文化经验交流的节目。如果你对于东南亚的人事物感到好奇，非常欢迎你订阅关注哦。您现在在收听的是2022全新跨品牌合作特别企划，一起 Shelf Food is Talk， 从4月到6月为期3个月，一起 Shelf Food is Talk 特企音频专访，将每个月设定一个大方向主题，并以东南亚的食物为主轴，邀请特别来宾来分享他们自身与东南亚人事物接触的经验和知识谈。上个月结束了新创故事的主题后，这个月的主题是留学生活。上一次距离你见到外国人是多久之前呢？身处在台湾或其他国家的听众们，是否有曾经接触过海外留学生的经验呢？你知道吗？根据去年的数据统计，在台湾有超过60000多位来自台湾攻读正式学位的留学生，除了陆、港、澳、侨生占大宗外，因为政府推动新南向政策的关系，其中还有很高的比例来自东南亚国家，分别是越南、马来西亚和印尼为前三大国，依序是泰国、菲律宾和缅甸。本月的主题呢，会分别邀请三位来自东南亚的留学生分享他们的留学故事，他们离乡背井后来到台湾留学，最想念来自家乡的什么食物，在台湾是否有推荐的道地美食清单，也会和我们来聊一聊和台湾人互动沟通的经验。本集的节目呢，是 Cindy 第一次尝试全程使用英文进行远距访谈。我很开心能够邀请到在大学时期认识的缅甸朋友 Christine， 目前呢是在暨南大学就读财经系的硕士学位，大学时期则是在泰国就读企业管理。他会和我们来分享台缅之间的饮食文化差异，还有和台湾人互动的经验观察。如果你想看中文版的内容，可以到资讯栏点击查看整理文字稿哟。 Are you ready?Let's show food is talk. All right. In today's episode, I'm really happy to invite Christine, one of my foreign friends who came to Taiwan to study for her master's degree since last year, to share with us about her experiences and thoughts when interacting with people and culture from Taiwan. Okay, Mingalapa, Christine, welcome.
Mingalapa, 你好. Cindy, hi. I'm Christine.
Okay. Yeah. All right, then before we talk,in further, can you please share a little bit about yourself to let people know about you?
So my name is Christine. I came from Myanmar, and right now, currently, I'm studying my master's degree in Taiwan, National Jinan University, and I'm studying about banking and finance. I think it's a little bit scary, right?
Sounds scary.
Yeah. also, before I come here, I study in Thailand. So, yes, here I am.
Great. So, it seems like you have a very wonderful foreign experiences to share with us later. Okay. Then, first thing I want to ask about is, like, why did you choose Taiwan to study for your master's degree, but not other countries instead?
Because my bachelor was also about like the international business management, but for my master degree, I wanted to study a little bit more of like technical kind of serious subjects. Mm-hmm. So Taiwan came to my mind as a, you know, like the hub of technology and, you know, really, really, really,good in economy kind of country, and I have been here before I come, so I definitely had to choose this country.
I see. Okay, then before you came to Taiwan, what's your first impression, like any ideas before you came here?
You know, like in the business people mouth, Taiwan is always like the best country, one of the best in Asia. So yeah, I had a quite impression that people will be really smart and really like very professional. Yeah.
I see. Wow. It seems like it's a great image in front of you. Great.
Yeah.
I was like, seriously? A technical hub? Okay. It's a compliment.
Yeah, that's how it is described, you know, in Asia, of course. Yeah.
Cool. Then so far you have been to Taiwan for around a year, right? And what are the three
almost a year, right?
Then what are the three hashtags you would describe Taiwan in general?
Maybe polite and
cute
and very shy.
Very shy.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Then can you give some explanations about like shy, polite, and what is the other one?
The cute one.
Yes.
Because polite, because people are really polite. Like, you can see the way you guys talk and, you know, like interact with others. They have certain culture in there. And very cute, because I've been meeting people and they will be like, how to say, very shy as well. And they like cute stuff. That's the experience for me. So, yeah. And the way that you Taiwanese people react and do is, it has like certain cute vibe, I guess. Yes.
Okay, I think me including, or
yeah, I'm just, of course.
Yeah, it's really a great compliment to some degree. Okay, let's have other aspects about the food culture when you have the overseas experience. So what would you say?
Yeah.
Are there any diet differences between Myanmar and Taiwan and worth sharing?
Oh, yeah, of course. Taiwanese people, I think they eat more healthier. The meal and all very more like vegetable, sweet kind of type. But for Myanmar food, like Burmese food, they're a little bit more thicker. We have like curry and we have more like oil.
Okay.
In here is... We kind of like the thick density of the meal, you know, but here I think most of the people, they eat like the fries and stuff. So yeah, veggies and fries.
Combination between the healthy food and unhealthy foods. Okay, so that's the biggest difference, you think. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So gradually, are you getting used to it? About the food in Taiwan?
Still not yet. Because I think Taiwanese people really cannot eat the spicy food. But for me, I stay 4 years in Thailand, so all the Thai foods are sweet and spicy.
Yeah.
But here, it's just sweet and sweet. So I need to be like adjusting a bit. Like how I consume the, you know, spice.
The spiciness. Exactly. So in Taiwan, maybe it's lighter, much lighter than you have in Thailand and also Myanmar. But so far, but are there any Taiwanese foods you like much after tasting? Like any?
Currently I'm enjoying their hot pots and, you know, the barbecues. They have the certain type of hot pot. It's so good. And you know, in Thailand as well, there are a lot of shops like the hot pot shops with the title like Taiwanese hot pot, something like that. So I'm having to taste like the real one. Oh, I also like stinky tofu.
Oh, really? Stinky tofu.
Yeah. Okay. I think most foreigners don't like it, but I like it.
Okay. Is it about the tofu itself or the sauce? The spice, the seasoning?
I think the sauce make it better, right?
Right. Yeah. I also like stinky tofu.
And the crunchiness.
Crunchiness, yeah.
I think the... Yeah.
The taste is nice. Look at your face.
I wanna eat again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but just like you said... You know, before that, you are not getting used to the diet in Taiwan. Then, have you ever faced any cultural shock in Taiwan, especially the food culture? Like, very, very shocking one, maybe, for you.
Yeah, it's the spiciness.
Still?
I must say it is. It's still. Because, how to say, I thought like, Taiwan, you know, before I come here, I thought, oh, okay, there will be certain food which are spicy, but currently, whenever I try, it's not.
So it's not less
80%
spicy.
80% or 90%, no. They will be very sweet. Yeah, that's the one.
中场休息时间，有在追踪关注 Food East 的朋友们，有好消息要跟你们说。 Food East 的桌游产品东南亚美食互动游戏盒即将于5月底在募资平台 Flying V 上架啦，你可以透过文化桌游、心灵绘本和河粉料理包等三种体验方式更深入的认识越南文化，有的吃、有的玩和有的学，一次满足。想取得更多资讯吗？现在就填写募资问卷，还有机会获得专属早鸟优惠哟。有兴趣的朋友们可以点击下方资讯栏查看点写哦。好哟，休息时间结束， Let's go back to the show。 Then maybe I recommend you to try some of the hot pot with the, you know, full spice, spiciness. Maybe 麻辣锅, you can go try it. I will recommend you, after the talking, after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I might try.
Okay, yeah, then... now I don't know if you have ever heard of there's a one very famous street in New Taipei City, and there is full of Myanmar food, Burma food. Have you ever visited there yet?
Oh yes, I have been there once. Twice. I've been there twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then I know you have been far away from your hometown. Then you have already been there too. Then can you name the most authentic food you tried there before? And you think it's like, oh, it's like you're going back home. It's like the food there.
I would say there will be like three types that I want to recommend. One is called Mohinga, which is noodle. Yeah, it's a noodle soup that is very staple in Myanmar. Actually, people really take it as a, you know, the breakfast. And the second one could be biryani, which is Indian people also have it. But Burmese people also eat it. The third one will be what we call like Nambia.
is also
the Indian food, actually, because Indian and Myanmar, the border is like close, so the food culture that we share are really like similar.
I would go and try it if I have the chance to go there again, because I seldom try Indian food. yeah I should go with you. I seldom try the Indian food, except curry. So I definitely would like to try the milk tea there. Yeah, the hot ones.
Yes.
Hot style one.
A lot of food are really like similar. We have, actually like the Indian food, they emphasize more on the peas and the, you know, more of the vegetables, but for Myanmar is more of like meat, and if vegetables, then it will be like certain, you know, different one, uh-huh. yeah. Uh-huh. But they're similar.
Uh-huh. Wow, okay. Because I
should try.
Yeah, I should try because compared to meat, I love vegetable more. I love vegetable more. But it could be combination, right? It could be combination, not mm-hmm. either one.
Yep.
Cool. Okay.
Yes.
Now, let's, you know, have some general feedback about after you have been in Taiwan for quite a while, then what are some of the challenges or difficulties as an overseas student in Taiwan? Like, which bothers you the most? For example, language barrier, life or working style, or many others?
The biggest one would be language barrier, for sure. It's like, for the people who don't speak Mandarin or traditional, it will be very hard for communicating with people. Mm-hmm. Mostly, I think, like, at first, they will just, that's why I told you, the hashtag is shy.
Shy, yeah.
Because if you go and approach, like, really hard with your, you know, English accent or something, they would just run away. But actually, mm-hmm. When you really try to communicate, like, slowly, they just give in slowly. Yeah. Workplace as well is whenever I walk, I think people are quite nice. At first, they will be just like shy and not confident enough to, you know, talk in English. Mm-hmm. But eventually they try. And then, yeah, I think it's cool. Okay.
Yeah, so except others, you think the language barrier is the most challenging or the most difficult one to overcome because Taiwanese tend to be a little bit shy and use yes. English to communicate. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I think I'm the, you know, the opposite one for the foreign friends or foreign students. Yeah, so I'm really lucky to meet the foreign
there,
people.
There are like certain you. People, there are certain people like you, but very rare, I guess. In the workplace, I mean, as a student, like 同学, classmates.
同学, yeah, classmates.
If they would get really shy, but I think when you later go into the real workplace, they might really try to communicate whatever.
It is, because English is also the first language, the international language to communicate. Yeah, if you can't speak each other's mother tongue, then English would be the best way to go. Yeah, I do agree.
Yes,
okay, true. Then now, I think this question will be a little bit tough for you. Yeah, that how will you describe Taiwanese in general that you get along with like so far? Maybe it could be classmates, 同学, or teachers, or locals here.
I think, how to say? I might say they are really, really smart. I'm not sure about the, like others, but in general, the people that I meet with and the people that I have to study with, they are really at a certain level already. So I think they're really smart and very humble, quiet, but very easy to work with, yeah.
Wow, humble one and the smart one and get along with well, easy to go with. Wow, give us many compliments. I do appreciate it. Yeah, I think that's sort of like a working attitude or the, I don't know, mindset that we will have toward people, right?
Yes, I think I'm really lucky to meet such kind of people.
It's our honor. Yeah. Okay. Now, another question is, if you could turn back time, would you still select Taiwan as your go-to country to visit and study? And why is that reason, you think?
Oh, of course, yes, I will. I will, even if I could turn back time. Yeah, I will. I will. Because I think because of the professors that I'm meeting as well, because they're really very professional, and they're in the, how to say, certain level at their academic field as well as the practical field. Mm-hmm. So even if I have to choose again, I might come again, because the topic and the content that they give and they teach are really amazing. So yeah. Mm.
I do agree. Yeah, some of the courses that I had in the school, which is Qingnan University,
yeah.
Some of the teachers, they do have the theoretical background and also the, I would say, practical background. Yeah, both are really
it's
tough.
When I study, I will always like feel the thrill, like, what are these? What is this? I haven't known this before. How could I not know this? This is a new thing. And then after that, like, after I know all of these, and then I will feel really happy. Because it is hard. It is hard. So it's not easy. So, you know, when you really know it, then you will feel like, oh, okay,
it's worth it.
So yeah, nice. I got like, worth it.
Yeah, great. Wow.
So.
Yeah,
thanks.
Christine, thank you so much for the sharing so far.
Yeah.
Then we are almost finished our talk. Then before we end, can you share your feelings so far or the feedback after the talk?
Oh, I feel like, you know, somebody is listening to me. Actually, when you say like, oh, can you share your experience? I was like, my experiences are not that much, but, you know, I feel really grateful that somebody like came and asked me like, hi, how do you feel about Taiwan and stuff? So it is very friendly talk. I think it is really appreciated. Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah, no problem. It's also my honor to invite foreign friends, because most of the time, I mean, based on my experiences, not many foreigners that would, you know, they are willing to share about their ideas. Maybe that's also a little bit shy or busy, right? So it's not always easy to talk in English, especially.
Yeah,
and also share their own experience. That's a great, opportunity, I would say. Okay, so yeah, Christine, thank you so much for joining my show and sharing
you,
a lot
Cindy.
Of foreign, as overseas student in Taiwan. So thank you so much.
We should go and eat at the Myanmar Street, Myanmar food.
Sure, definitely. After the COVID, I hope. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, so yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
以上就是今天节目内容的分享，如果你想要看到更多，欢迎你到本集节目下方资讯栏查看本集整理文字稿咯。另外，如果你喜欢今天的节目，非常欢迎你帮我打新评分并且留言，或是到 IG 找我，名称是萧一下一起 Southeast Asia， 或是搜寻账号 LETS_SEA_0721。那我们就下集节目见咯 ，See ya。